Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. It's late one, man. It's 11 o'clock at night. You got Frank Wolf from the 300 level at Wolf3328 on Twitter. We're getting started in the 11 o'clock hour on a Wednesday night. Had a late night today, you know, had to do the old baseball coaching thing. And now we're going to get into a little bit of hockey talk like we used to. Remember that old-time hockey show we used to do on Monday nights? Well, we're going to do it on a Wednesday night this evening. And just in a little bit, we're going to have Jeremy Bracco, an NHL 2015 NHL draft prospect, looking to make his dreams come true in just under 9 days. That's right, just under 9 days, the NHL draft will happen down in the Sunshine State. And we'll be heading down there to cover the draft for From the 300 level. Just got the credentials the other day, so we have been invited. Just a couple weeks ago, we were at the NHL Combine, which was held for the first time ever in Buffalo, New York, downtown Buffalo at the Harbor Center, the newly constructed Harbor Center, with the old 716 restaurant there and all the brand-new restaurants, hotels, canal side. If you haven't been in Buffalo, New York recently, get your tush down there because it's a place to be, especially if you are big into hockey. It is the hockey mecca. Known, it was Toronto, but Toronto and Detroit were taking aim, and anybody that's been down in Buffalo recently will tell you that this is absolutely one of the most beautiful places they've ever seen, and hopefully Buffalo will be able to host future events, big events down the road. We had the Prospects game last September. And our guest Bracco was in that game along with Jack Eichel. And I'll tell you what, a lot of people walked away from that event thinking Bracco was the MVP of that game. And I was one of them. But anyways, let's move on from that. We're going to have we had the Combine just a couple of weeks ago, and the Combine will be back again next year along with the NHL Draft. So a lot of great things happening in downtown Buffalo thanks to Mr. and Mrs. Pegula putting all that hard-earned money into the downtown area. And, of course, now that they own the Buffalo Sabres, well, you know, that's just icing on the cake. And we are less than 9 days away from drafting Jack Eichel, who our guest Bracco has spent a considerable amount of time with, and hopefully we'll be able to get his a little bit more insight on what we have in Jack Eichel. And but what else is going on? The Buffalo Sabres today announced the hiring of two developmental coaches to the roster. You may remember Adam Mayer, who spent some time in Buffalo, was an LA King at one time, also finishing up with the New Jersey Devils. He'll be back in Buffalo as a developmental coach, along with Chris Bartsch, who's a pretty tough guy, spent some time in the NHL, beating and banging his knuckles on NHL tough guys. So it's going to be interesting having those two guys in Buffalo. And, you know, a lot of people were banging on those hirings today on Twitter, and I just had to step back and just couldn't believe what I was reading. But then again, it's Twitter, you know. It's no one really understands what – you can't listen to a fan's opinion too often. I mean, some of these people are just absolutely out of their minds. I mean, Wayne Gretzky coached the Phoenix Coyotes. What did they win? The greatest hockey player of all time turned coach, and people, you know, expected Stanley Cups immediately, like – it just doesn't work that way. I mean, just because you didn't score 50 goals in a season doesn't mean you can't coach at that level. I mean, take me, for example. I'm the worst baseball player ever, but my baseball teams are very successful. You know, it doesn't mean I'm the greatest baseball coach out there. Just I happen to know the game, and I can get, you know, I can get work on the mechanics of a player and that sort of thing. And, you know, I mean, some of you guys are just – with your Twitter opinions are just absolutely pathetic. Pathetic. I mean, I wonder if you're just trying to get a rise out of people with your reactions. But anyways. Welcome to the show. Old Time Hockey, the NHL Draft Preview, Episode 1. We are going to be joined by Jeremy Bracco in just a little bit here. But before we do, let's give you a little bit of a background on Bracco. He right now, currently, he's ranked number 22 by Future Considerations. 60 by NHL Central Scoutings for North American skaters. And Bob McKenzie, you know, from TSN, has him at number 53, which is just outside the the first round. He's from Freeport, New York, and currently he's a BC commit, so he should be heading to Boston College no matter what. But we're going to ask him if he's going to be heading to BC or if he, I believe he still is owned, his rights anyways are owned by the Kitchener Rangers of the OHL. We know they drafted him back in 2013, but for the last couple of years he's been kicking ass for Team USA in the USHL. He's won two gold medals there, one with the U-17s and just recently with the U-18s. And although he's only 5'9", this guy's breaking Patrick Kane's records. So, you know, if you're going to drop him down in the rankings because of his size, then you don't know what you're talking about. This guy is going to be a dynamic winger at some point when he gets the call. And a lot of good teams are going to wish they drafted this kid if he falls out of the first round. I don't think he will, but let's go to the phones in just a second here and bring in Mr. Jeremy Bracco of Freeport, New York. Jeremy, how you doing?
How's it going?
It's going really well, man. It's been a long time. How are you? How are you?
Yeah, it's good. Can't complain. You know, gearing up for the draft. So I picked my suit up today in the city, so it should be a lot of fun.
So you are going to head down to Florida?
Yeah, I will be there.
That's the spirit, man. That's the spirit. Get down there and live your dream. Hey, I had to ask you a question, Jeremy. Is your rights still owned by Kitchener?
Yeah, they are.
Okay, so if you were to go to the O, you would have to report to Kitchener. But I believe I overheard you at the Combine saying you may go to BC. Is that in the works for next year? Will you be going to Boston College?
Yeah, that's where my focus is now. But, you know, come draft time, whatever, you know, the team thinks is best interest for me is obviously a thing. But, you know, my focus right now is at BC, absolutely.
Cool. Very cool. One of the things I wanted to ask you, favorite team growing up? I have you pegged as a New York Ranger fan.
To be honest, I never really had a favorite team growing up. You know, I just like to kind of, you know, watch guys and, you know, just pick up little things. But, you know, I guess we had Islander season tickets when I was younger. So, you know, I guess I'll say Islanders.
Okay, no problem there. No problem there. Now, you grew up in Freeport, New York. How did you get into the game? Were you driven at 5 a.m. by your parents, and how did that all work out?
Well, my dad and his two brothers played hockey. My dad played at Dartmouth. He was a goalie. My other uncle was a goalie at St. Lawrence. And then my other uncle was a winger at Plattsburgh. But, you know, once I could kind of walk at 2-3, my dad kind of threw me on skates, and, you know, I fell in love with it ever since. And, you know, I always wanted to be at the rink and always wanted to be better. So, you know, it just kind of took off from there.
Very cool, very cool. We talked to you a little bit at the Prospects game back in September. Did a little feature on you, and we appreciate your time then, and of course we appreciate your time tonight. But you had an incredible game. I mean, granted, it was maybe more of an all-star type game, if you will. We didn't really see the hard hitting or any real – no real defense was played, but – at the same time, you looked awful good, and some people, including myself, thought you might even outplay Jack Eichel.
Talk about your
experience in Buffalo.
Yeah, well, you know, I was fortunate enough to play with a kid like Jack. You know, obviously, he's a top pick, you know, this year. He should have an impact immediately in the NHL for sure. But, you know, it was a great experience, you know, coming together with all those guys and, you know, being able to, you know, be called to play in that game is obviously an honor to be recognized as one of the one of the top 40 players in your group for the draft. But, you know, Buffalo was great to me there. And, you know, when I went to the Combine, it was really cool, you know, meeting people from there and, you know, just being around in Buffalo is a great city. And, yeah, I really liked it.
Talk about going to the USHL and becoming a member of Team USA. What was that like? I mean, because that was a few years ago. You're still a young guy, and I'm sure you – did you have family pressure to go play for Team USA, or what was it that ultimately led you to play for Team USA?
Well, you know, anytime you get called to play for your country, I think it's hard to say no. And for me, you know, that was probably my proudest hockey moment to date. I know, you know, everything I really worked for was, you know, kind of paying off, and I know my parents were real proud of me. So that was kind of a cool moment for me. You know, when I got offered to play there, you know, my dad and my mom were real proud, and, you know, it's pretty hard to say no to your country and playing with the best 22 guys that they could assemble. So, it was a pretty easy decision for me.
Cool. And talk about some of the players that, you know, you played with. I mean, obviously Eichel's one of them. Jordan Greenway's another. Talk about some of these other players that you play with that may also hear their name in just a couple of days.
Well, you know, obviously a guy like Colin White, you know, he's a great player. And, you know, him and I have grown close over, you know, 2 years and playing together for the last 10 years of the summer, you know, dating back to junior Bruin hockey when we were probably 7 or 8. But, you know, a guy that I really grew close with that, you know, him and I probably used to hate each other growing up. You know, Nick Boak and I have always, you know, we kind of grew close together, which was kind of cool. You know, I mean, you know, first day of 2 years ago, you know, we're looking at each other like, oh my goodness, we're going to try to rip each other's throats out. But, you know, every plane ride, we were sitting next to each other and, you know, we came pretty close and, you know, we accomplished our ultimate goal and it was pretty cool to spend it with him.
Well, that's a good story, man. That's a good story. You know, I mean, these guys, you guys are all young kids when you guys come together, you know, and talk about the experience of playing with the U.S. national team and what they're trying to do as a program.
Well, you know, I mean, you know, for them, it's not just taking hockey players and trying to make, you know, the best player that they can. For them, it's, you know, obviously hockey's a big part of it. And, you know, it's definitely, you know, huge in it. But, you know, kind of off the ice, teaching to be a better person. And, you know, in school, obviously they want to be the, you know, student athletes that, you know, go on to have, you know, NHL careers, but can have a job after hockey is obviously big for them. And, you know, with people like Mrs. Vollmer, their academic mentor and stuff like that, you know, it's definitely a big thing. They don't just preach hockey here.
Talk about breaking Patrick Kane's records with Team USA.
Yeah, well, you know, for both records, I think I was really fortunate enough to have, you know, a group of guys that, you know, I definitely couldn't have done anything without them. I mean, you know, without them, I really wouldn't have anything like that or have any assists. So, you know, I really have to credit to the guys I played with on my line and, you know, the guys in the lineup every night, you know, bearing on guys and just giving me that extra room to make that play or something like that. But, you know, it was definitely all them. I mean, you know, I really can't say enough about those guys I played with.
Now, you mentioned your dad and uncle were goaltenders. How often were you shooting the rubber at them?
To be honest, I think once they, you know, was old enough to actually shoot the puck a bit, I think my dad hung them up, so... That was kind of, it. And, you know, he kind of knew that, you know, I'd start beating him a little bit. So he hung up the skates for good.
I hear you there. Okay. All right, Jeremy. So you're going to be heading down to Florida in just a couple, in less than 9 days now. And at some point, you're going to hear your name called. And have you lived that dream, you know, over the last few weeks, last few months?
Yeah, well, you know, it's obviously ever since World, you know, it's kind of a thing I've been thinking about. You know, you kind of set goals for yourself. You know, winning the U18 World Championship was on the first on my list, you know, with those guys that I went to battle with, you know, every day for 2 years. And, you know, this is kind of a little personal thing that, you know, I've worked for about, you know, 15 years on the ice, off the ice. And, you know, it's kind of cool, you know, whether you go first, whether you go, you know, 30th, whether you go 50th, you know, it's kind of just cool to, you know, be part of an NHL organization. But I know for me, you know, the work hasn't even started. So, you know, it'll be a cool day for sure. But, you know, the work really starts after that, so.
I noticed that you bulked up a little bit in between September and the combine. Is that something that you need to do to make it to the next level? Do you feel like you have to put on muscle?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I was happy. You know, I guess I grew a bit. So, you know, I'm about 5'10", now about 173, 174. So, you know, that's obviously a big thing for me is, you know, strength, being a smaller guy for sure.
And a lot of the scouts that you read, when you were reading our scouting reports, we're hearing that, you know, you have that speed that you can kind of, you know, yeah, you might be a little bit more on the 5'9", 5'10 side, like you're saying, but you have that speed that could kind of get away from, you know, the bigger players and pull away and kind of, you know, create the offense. And there's a lot of, let's be honest, teams are looking for offense all the time.
Yeah, you know, I think the thing that I have, which is nice, is, you know, I think I'm a very elusive player, and, you know, with my hockey IQ, I can kind of play anywhere in the lineup, which, you know, is obviously a big thing. You know, to fit into a lineup, you're going to have to take someone's job, and, you know, I think with my hockey IQ and my ability to, you know, beat guys wide and stuff like that, I think I can really help the team.
What do you have to work on personally in your own game to get to the next level and see yourself in a lineup on a regular basis?
You know, like we talked about, obviously, you know, size is definitely going to be a big thing. So, you know, working out heavily, you know, I'm doing 5-6 days a week in the gym now, you know, to prepare for that. And, you know, I think my first 3 steps could be a bit quicker, especially as a smaller guy. You know, those are much needed.
Who are you working out with now? Are you working out with any of your teammates to get ready?
No, I'm actually, we've been home ever since the combine. So, you know, I have my personal trainer back home and, you know, he does great things for me. And, you know, we kind of know what we need to work on, which is nice.
Gotcha. Just talk about Jack Eichel, if you will. Obviously, there's a huge amount of attention played to Jack Eichel being in Buffalo with the second overall pick. It's almost a given that he's going to be wearing a Sabre jersey next season or soon after. But talk about Jack Eichel, the player, and Jack Eichel, the person.
Well, you know, I mean, on the ice, you can just tell, you know, he's going to be a stud for Buffalo, I presume, if they take him, which, you know, I think they should. But, you know, you never know if crazier things have happened, I guess. But, you know, I believe he should be, you know, he is a top player, and, you know, I think he'll have an impact for sure. I mean, you can see the way he skates and, you know, his mind and just the way he thinks the game is obviously second to none, which is going to make him a standout player in the league for a long time, I believe. And then off the ice, I kind of got to know him a little bit at the development team and then, you know, the prospects game and then at the combine, we hung out a bit. So, you know, he's a great kid off the ice. I mean, you know, he's always there to, you know, assign stuff for, you know, a little kid or take a picture. You know, he really goes out of his way to, you know, help people, which is a cool thing to see, you know, out of a kid like that. You know, most guys, I'm sure, just, you know, would blow people off or blow a little kid off. But, you know, he really does a little extra mile to, you know, to show that he cares, and that's kind of cool. So, you know, I think it feeds off guys that he's around, and, you know, he's a great kid for sure.
Good to hear. Now, Jeremy, have you hired an agent yet?
Yeah, I have the Orr Group.
Okay. Oh, very nice. Very nice. And talk about, did you meet Mark Messier?
Yeah, I was actually the captain for his Pee Wee Quebec team when I think I was 12, I think it was. And, you know, that was kind of a cool experience, you know, not only to be a captain for, you know, guys that, you know, look up to you, but, you know, the captain of the team, one of the best captains, you know, ever in NHL history, was a really cool experience.
Do you remember anything he said to you during that time?
I don't know. I just remember, you know, him kind of telling me that, you know, you just got to take control of the game. You know, I mean, I think I was one of the better players at that age. And, you know, he knew that, you know, for our team to have a chance to win, he told me, you know, you have to go out and have to take over the game. You can't be waiting for the guy next to you to do it.
And is that a guy that you idolized growing up, or who are the guys you wanted to model your game after?
Well, you know, I was named after Jeremy Roenick, so that's always been a family, you know, guy that, you know, I've always liked to watch. But, you know, I guess now, you know, watching a guy like Patrick Kane or Johnny Gaudreau or Tyler Johnson, you know, those are guys that, you know, I want to play like, and the shifty players that, you know, are electric and, you know, put people in the seats. So that's what I want to be like.
Well, that's the type of player that we're looking for and continually bring into Buffalo. And, you know, it'd be great if the Sabres had an opportunity to draft you. They've got two picks coming up in the draft. Obviously number 2 and then number 21, and we'll see how the chips fall. But Jeremy, I really appreciate your time today, and maybe I'll get a chance to see you down at the draft, and if not, we'll talk to you soon after. But thank you very much for joining us today, and it's been my pleasure having you on board. And
yeah,
Folks, Jeremy Bracco, you can find him on Twitter. He's at jbracco, B-R-A-C-C-O 97 on Twitter and on Instagram. Jeremy, got anything you'd like to say for the fans of Buffalo?
No, you know, I just, you know, I really want to thank you guys for, you know, hosting the combine. You know, it was a great event, the All-American Prospects game. And, you know, you guys will have the draft next year, so I'm sure guys, you know, that were in my position will really enjoy it. And I appreciate you having me on the show. Thanks.
No problem, Jeremy. Thank you very much for joining us, and we'll be talking to you soon.
All right. Have a good night.
You too. That was Jeremy Bracco heading to the NHL draft down in the Sunshine State. And just about eight, the official draft will happen in 8 days, about 19 hours, 8 days, 19 hours, 41 minutes and 14 seconds from now, Connor McDavid will hear his name called out by the Edmonton Oilers. And then Jack Eichel will be a Buffalo Sabre. It was a long, highly talked about discussion, and my goodness, it's going to be a reality. Now, I was at the combine. I had the luxury of getting in and watching these athletes, and I was blown away by just how tough these guys are. And Bracco was in the 1 o'clock group that featured. He was in there with Mackenzie Blackwood, a goaltender. He had Thomas Chabot, the big defenseman, Lawson Krause, who's highly anticipated, could be drafted very early. Jordan Greenway was there. AJ Greer, who spoke very highly of Jack Eichel, even saying at one point that he is the absolute best player in the draft. And then, of course, Dylan Strom, who could be going number 3 or number 4, depending, maybe even could. I've heard today he could even fall to 5. I'm hearing the Toronto Maple Leafs are seriously going to be looking at Mitch Marner That's, of course, if Noah Hanifin goes 3 to Arizona, but who knows what's going on with Arizona right now. I honestly think the best forward after Eichel and McDavid is Pavel Zacha, but that's me. And I'm going to be bringing in a guy from Hockey's Future in just a little bit here. He's going to be joining me. And he could debate that as well. But, yeah, Ken McKenna from Hockey's Future will be joining us just shortly. And he can tell you who his top forwards are on the board. We've got just about less than 10 minutes in the program to go, so let's go to Ken McKenna from Hockey's Future. Ken, good evening. How are you?
Not bad, Frank. How are you?
Not too bad, man. Ken and I got to know each other toward – oh, yeah, we can hear you just fine, sir.
Okay.
Ken and I found each other at the NHL Combine with about an hour and a half left. We had been, in each other's way. I was in his way for most of the afternoon. He's trying to do interviews, and he had the mic out and the nice camera and everything else rolling, and here I am with no clue trying to interview players that I knew not much about. But Ken's an all-star. Ken knew each and every one of these guys, and he can tell us a whole lot about them. And, Ken, we just had Jeremy Bracco in, who's all over the prospect board. I mean, I've seen him as high as 28. I've seen him as low as 60 by NHL Central Scouting. Talk about Jeremy Bracco, if you will, since we just had him on, and what Hockey's Future thinks about Jeremy Bracco.
Well, I guess the first thing I noticed about Jeremy at the Combine was that I think he's grown probably 2 or 3 inches at least since he was here for the – here being Buffalo for the All-American Prospects game back in September. Definitely a little bit bigger than he was then. He's still not a big guy. I mean, he's pretty skinny, but he's a very good skater, and he's got a great shot. So, I mean, there's some things there to like, definitely. Don't know if he'll squeak into the first round or not, but he may get – if some team really likes him a lot, they might take him towards the end of the first. But I would say probably maybe top 15 picks somewhere in the second round that he'll be drafted. So,
yeah, my take on Bracco watching him the last couple of years is he is a very cerebral player. Has a lot of good moves. He's very good when the puck's on his stick, and he's got a lot of offensive ability away from the puck. That's, I think, where he needs to may need to concentrate and probably get some more experience, and he'll probably get that at BC next year. Moving on from Bracco, obviously the first two picks are a given, Ken. We know all about Connor McDavid. We know all about Jack McEichel. Jack Eichel. Connor McEichel since last year.
Got to get out of that.
But anyways, it's going to take a while. Well, there's probably a few McEichel jerseys being sewn together right now.
Wishful thinking.
Exactly. At the Combine, there was about 117 players that participated on that fitness testing Saturday. Was there one player there that you may have not had a high opinion on that may have changed your mind throughout the course of the day, and maybe you said, you know what, this guy here, he might go a lot higher than what I had anticipated previous?
I mean, there's guys. I wouldn't necessarily base it on the combine myself, because I was spending most of my time interviewing players and not really paying much attention to the actual combine itself. But I think the one guy that's kind of he's a guy that could go higher. He could actually be the first defenseman off the board would be Ivan Provorov.
Mm-hmm.
It's been said that Carolina likes him quite a bit, and they've got the 5th pick. And if things go, for instance, I just posted our mock draft tonight for the staff mock draft, and our first 4 picks are forwards. So if the draft
so
were
I'm
to go
assuming
that
you
way,
have I have not seen this yet, but I will go to your website. It's www.hockeysfuture.com.
Right.
And you can also find them on Twitter at Hockey's Future. I'm going to assume you had Strome and Marner going 3-4 in that order?
Yep.
Okay.
Yes, Strome, Marner, yes. Mm-hmm.
And okay, actually, so you had Strome going to Arizona.
Yeah, for Carolina, the person making the selection went with Hanifin, which is not out of the realm of possibility. But just knowing what I've heard, it sounds like they like Provorov quite a bit, and he has been rising up the draft ranks. So that's a name. That's a guy that, you know, and I guess he did pretty well in the testing from what I know. Again, I wasn't paying close attention to that. But so, you know, that's a name to look for, although he's been highly ranked anyway, so maybe that's not really a real revelation there. But
sure. Now, who are your top 10 forwards heading into the draft? At right now, who are your top 10 forwards?
Well, you know, we know the two guys at the top, McDavid
yep.
and Eichel. And obviously Strom, Marner are both in there as well. Pavel Zacha.
Yep.
Is another guy.
Is it Zacha? I've been calling him Zacha all night. Is it Zacha?
I believe it's pronounced Zacha. Actually, I've also heard it pronounced something else too, but I forget. But I'm pretty sure it's Zacha.
Okay.
Zacha sounds more, it's got a little more pizzazz to it or something, I don't know. But anyway.
I would agree.
Mikko Rantanen from Finland, he's another guy, big kid. You know, he's still got to put it together, but I think he's got some real potential. Matthew Barzal, who fell a bit, but really the only reason he dropped was because of an injury. I mean, he was considered a top 10 guy before the season started. May still go there. Who else? Lawson Krause, I guess, would be in there. I mean, he's kind of – some people like him a lot, and some people are kind of lukewarm on him. He's one of those guys that could go anywhere from the top 10, or he might drop if the draft goes that way, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know, how many guys is that, 7? I've lost track.
Yeah, I've heard a lot about Krause. He's a very tough left winger in a league that's short on tough left wingers.
Right.
So, I mean, he could be, you know, he could go, I've seen him falling as low as Winnipeg, but I like him. I like him, and I like Kyle Connor, and a lot of people have Kyle Connor pegged at going to the Dallas Stars. The Stars, I hear, are high on Kyle Connor.
Yeah, and that wouldn't surprise me if he moved up. I mean, he's generally considered around in the middle of the 11 to 20 group there, but
yeah,
Dallas is, what, number 12, I think? So
yep.
Yeah, that would be about right. So I could see him. Timo Meier, I really liked him, especially at the top prospects game. Well, that's just one game, but he really impressed me. He can play all three positions, and he's a hard guy to knock off the puck. And on top of that, of course, he's got some offensive talent as well. I don't know if I'm at 10 yet or not, but... you know, other guys would be like Nick Merkley and Travis Konecny. They're both smaller players, but they both have their, you know, again, they're both offensively skilled. They both kind of play a similar game, really. I mean, they're both kind of tenacious players and, you know, go after the puck. And they're good skaters, although I think Konecny is a little bit better skater than Merkley. But, so that's probably, I think that covers 10 there pretty much. Those would be my guys. And I don't think that's all that far removed from what you see in most people's board. Other people might include Colin White or Paul Bittner, but.
Sure. Paul Bittner, another big, tough winger from the WHL, and he was putting on quite the show on the floor. I know you're doing a lot of interviews, but Bittner was pulling off some pretty impressive feats on Saturday afternoon. I know we don't have a lot of time left. We only do about a half-hour podcast because that's when we start losing people's interest. But with just 20 seconds to go, we will be back tomorrow night. You're more than welcome to join us. We'll be back at 11 o'clock again tomorrow night for 30 minutes. No guest scheduled just yet, although we did have Bracco today. There's a possibility that Chris Martinet will be joining us. Chris Martinet, a big, big, tough defenseman. Could be in the loop as well, but we look forward to having you join us maybe tomorrow or even Friday.
Yeah. I don't see any reason why I couldn't do it tomorrow.
Okay. Yeah, they just cut us off.
Late tonight.
Yeah. Well, it was okay. We had Bracco join, but they did cut us off at 11:30 exactly. So just about a half hour show.
Okay. Well, there you go.
Yeah, we moved through pretty quick. I wish we had more time, but I'll do another show tomorrow night at 11 p.m. and we may do one Friday. But if we do one Friday, it would be like at 2 p.m. And
I actually found out a little while ago from the NHL that we do indeed have our credentials. So I've got to have to scramble and get all our travel arrangements now. So,
are you guys going to drive or are you going to fly?
Well, a couple of them will probably fly. I'm thinking about maybe driving down. Not sure yet, but we'll see.
Yeah, I'd love to go, and I know I can get a credential. Julie, I told her I'd never put in for one, and she goes, well, let me know, but let me know ASAP. And she said she would get me one. But my wife will kill me if I go. I know she would. she already told me.
Yeah, you gotta keep the better half happy, right? So.
You gotta balance. Now, tomorrow I will be at the press conference. Are you going to try and get down there, or do you want me to get you the notes or something like that? I'm sure it'll be on the radio.
What time does it start? 11?
11 o'clock, yeah.
I don't know. Can I just show up, or do I have to contact somebody? I don't really deal with... I mean, usually if I contact somebody, it's like Chris Bandura or Mike Gilbert, I guess, but...
Yeah, I could send you an email. Ian Ott is the guy that you may want to send an email to. It's just pretty much, I believe it's just ian.ott
at
sabres.com or whatever. Yep, Ian Ott. Just tell him that, you know, you're with Hockey Future and you wanna go to the press briefing, and they'll just go to the security window and you shouldn't have a problem. And I'll be there. I'll be there probably at 10:45. And I could even probably walk in with you. I don't think you need me, but I've been in.
Yeah. Although, where do they have it in the lobby, or do they have it somewhere else?
Nope. You go through the security, and then it's going to be right in the media room, which is just kind of over towards the players' locker rooms.
Okay. Yeah, and it's off to the right there. Right, once you get inside.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
So
we'll
be back on the air tomorrow night too.
I can probably pop on for a little while tomorrow. Sorry I was late tonight, but I started making the travel plans and I got caught up in it there, and I was like, oops.
I'm gonna jump on the website and get your list, and I'll download that right away and I'll have it for tomorrow. But
just to be clear, that's the staffs. I mean the writers actually made the picks. I didn't make any picks at all, actually. We usually leave it up to the writers. Let them make the team writers do it. So,
sure.
So, all right.
Well, you know where to find me, man. It was nice talking to you. And that number you called, that's just for the call-in. But I think my cell phone number was on that email, so you'll always have my email.
Yes,
and my phone number.
207-5947. Right.
That's me.
All right.
All right. If you ever need anything, call me. Ever need anything, just give me a buzz.
Okay. Sure.
So, thanks a lot, man. And maybe we'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right.
Yep. See you, bud. All right.
Take care. Bye.